If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Do you want to introduce? You do that.
All right, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everyone. Another guest ep this week with comedian, influencer, rich guy I know, Freddie Valoy, everybody. How are you doing?
What's going on, everybody? Hey, dude, I'm doing great. I hit the hot hand in the gene pool. I have a lot of opportunity. Yeah. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, it's not... Dude, whenever I went to your parties, Freddie, I felt like more like a literal goblin that you had just as like an oddity, just for people to walk around and just look at me.
Well, you were actually a piece of art for me. You weren't yeah. in on it, but you were the art for the evening.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, Kenyon was your dinner for schmucks. You ever see that movie? Rich people just get weirdos together at a party to make fun of them.
I never watched it.
He was your schmuck.
Yeah, for sure. No, I remember I'd go over there like the comedian friends of Freddy, and we would just be like these grotesque troglodytes in the corner with like these hot Olympian doctors, and I was like, oh, this is just I feel like I snuck into like heaven or some shit.
That shit's fun, bro, to be in like different like social circles and different. I love that shit, dude. Like hanging out with some rich people, then hanging out with some not rich people.
It must be great to be doing great and then also hang out with some people that are not doing great. It's just tourism for you.
Yeah, it's like, look at this.
That's why the stand-up comedy community is so awesome, because it really does attract like people from totally different backgrounds, but we're all super like wacky and weird because we all want to talk about our dick to strangers. So like, we're good pals, but you know, from totally different places.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like more comfortable around you guys than I do around most other people.
Right.
Like that. That's when I feel like I'm like, I feel like I'm kind of still putting on an act around like at work and shit. With you guys, I'm like, I'm just myself.
Yeah, because we've all intimately failed in front of strangers together. So I know, I know what you're about. I know that you're, you know.
I ain't shit deep down.
he's from North Carolina. We started doing comedy. I remember seeing Freddie at shows, and you and Mark Brady, those were the two people that, like, when you saw them in an open mic, you were like, no fucking way is that a comedian. Two put together, looks great. Like great vibe, smiling all the time, not smoking a cigarette. It was just he's a great guy in a great position. And you have your own podcast, right?
Yeah. It's called Fred Talk. I have people on, or sometimes I have solo episodes, and we just talk about life and shit. You know,
hell yeah.
And Freddie's the guy you want to talk to.
You want to talk because also you got stories.
I would love to have you guys on. Now that followed through with this one, I'd love to have. Yeah.
This feels like an awkward forced invitation live, like where you're just sort of like, I actually don't even want to do this.
No,
this is something you clearly don't even want to do. And
you get a message from a lawyer of mine after this episode. Please do not contact Freddie.
Yeah, yeah. court signs a restraining order. But yeah,
Freddie, did you grow up in North Carolina?
Nah, man, I grew up in Yonkers, New York. So that was like where DMX and Mary J. Blige and the Locks. I was in middle school.
Five in a row, and then Freddie Valoy right after that.
Yeah, Steven Tyler. I'm like right in the middle of all of them. Like
yeah.
I grew up in like a rough neighborhood, and then after high school, I went to moved down to North Carolina. I wrestled at UNC Greensboro. And after being down south for like 2 months, I was like, I am not going back up north. So I just stayed down here. So okay. I'm like, I'm going on like seven. I don't know. I came down here in 2004. So I'm almost at like half my life in one place, half my life in the other.
Damn.
And you were a collegiate wrestler?
Yeah, man. I was a third string Division I wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy I used to work out with.
So, Freddie, if you theoretically wanted to, you could be like really good at gay sex.
Yeah.
I mean, because isn't that all wrestling is just aggressive foreplay? I mean, every time I see two men wrestling, I'm like, how could you even act macho after that?
That's true. I have a really good mat game. I have heavy hips. I have a really good mat game as well. Very controlling on top. So I would be dominant. So if there are any submissives out there, yeah.
That's all
is that how wrestling works? You guys kind of match up beforehand. You go, I'm a dominant. Are you a submissive?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's literally before every weigh-in, we sort that out. So make sure that every listener believes that.
Right. I mean, that's all gay sex is a game of wrestling gone horribly right.
Gay people definitely weigh in before they have sex too, right? Like that's a thing.
That's a thing. And coming in at 180 pounds, we got fucking Eric.
But, you know what's funny too? In wrestling, there's like a grooming rule as well. Like you can't have a beard in collegiate wrestling, so you have to like shave. You can't have.
Oh,
like...
really? That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the reason we really wanted to have you on is a lot of people, you know, their fuck you dad stories. Like my dad didn't let me smoke weed in the garage, but your dad, your biological father, he has more like he got some legitimate grievances against him. He's a very interesting man.
Yeah.
To put it lightly. Like...
Yeah, he was like a real world Scarface. He moved to the U.S. when he was 19 from the Dominican Republic, and then he built this huge drug empire that lasted.
Can you go? You can't just one thing led to another. So he moved from. Wow. Do you have any more detail from the moving to 19 to the building the drug empire?
No. I mean, literally, it all happened within an hour and a half span. he met my mom. My mom was young. I think he was 22 and she was 16 when she had me.
And at 22, and my mom was, your father was already a successful drug lord.
Yes. Yeah. Like if you watch the movie Paid in Full, it was very much like that. So those guys were in Harlem and my dad was in Uptown. So up where the Dominicans are. A lot of Dominicans moved to Washington Heights in Manhattan. And he had, I guess, you know, some territories there and other places. But he was like apparently like a hub for some of the bigger people in South America. And I don't know how true this story is. This is my family, you know, families lie mostly, right. So who knows? Yeah. But the money and the life that we lived before we went to prison was very real.
My grandpa killed Hitler, so I know what you're saying.
Are you serious? Is that true? Is that like a
no?
My bad.
I get what you mean by families lie, though. I have like a bunch of stories that it's just like whatever. It always changes every year. It's like, remember when grandpa drank 36 beers, and then next year it's like, remember when he drank 45 beers? It just gets crazier. But that sounds like it might have some paperwork behind it.
Yeah, if he had there's a probably
drug
some
empire.
Yeah,
there was like. The fancy cars, Mercedes Benz. It was always a different car. I remember one time he pressed this button, and the Lexus, like the or whatever the car was, the armrest came down, and like bags of money came out, like in bricks, like bricks of money. Yeah, and then
and this is like on your way to McDonald's to get a Happy Meal.
Yeah, pretty much. It was. I used to see him a couple times a week. He'd pick me up at karate school sometimes. If not, it was one of his buddies. Most of the times, it was one of his buddies. He would also say he'd pick me up and then never do it too. That was like a thing. And I used to like.
Well, he's a dad after all.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a Dominican
dad. Yeah.
He's a drug lord. He's also a dad. You're not going to get mad at him for being a human being. I mean, it's arguably the most relatable thing you've said about him so far.
Yeah. What else? Oh, I remember one time we went to a toy store. Oh, shit, dude. We went to a toy store. This Asian guy owned it. Came in with my dad and his buddies. And they closed the door behind them, and they like closed the gate, and they gave me a trash bag, and they let me fill the bag up with as many toys as I wanted.
Oh my god!
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't realize until my 20s.
You were like a gangster kid too. You got to live those benefits.
I didn't realize that till I was like in my late 20s. I was like, oh, I think they like extorted that dude or something, and I was a part of it. Like,
there's clearly like some sort of Sopranos thing going on there. Yeah, yeah, he owed your dad something for sure.
Yeah,
I can see your mom before that, like being very sincere and being like, you need to get him a Christmas gift this year. And he goes, oh, you want me to get him a fucking Christmas gift? I'll get him a fucking Christmas gift. He'll rob the whole fucking store. I'm being a great dad right now. How many points you got? 35? The whole fucking dude, that's like Breaking Bad. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
dude. That's the first time I've ever said that story like out loud. Like because I didn't have the realization until a couple years ago. I was like, damn, I think we robbed him. So that's fucking awesome. Yeah, I vividly remember
that's
that.
The magic of this podcast.
So is there any like things in your dad's like what was his origin story? Like what in his childhood led him to this kind of life?
I think it was. You know, my this is tough because my grandmother's such a sweetheart. We love her so much, but there was definitely some enabling going on, you know, like,
he grew up in
a house full of women. He was one of seven, the only dude. And he was essentially, it was very, I think like a 10 to the dude type of environment. So he never got told no. Yeah. He never got told no, but my grandmother told me some cool stories about him that he had that entrepreneurial spirit. Cause he never graduated middle school. But in the Dominican Republic, one thing they do is that they shine shoes to make money. So what he did was he saved up money by cleaning his house because they hired a person to clean the house. So he found out what she was making and then undercut her, started cleaning the house, saved up money, then bought himself a shoe shine box, then hustled for a few months until he could buy 5 shoe shine boxes. Then he leased out the shoe shine boxes to his buddies. So they would go out and he would take a percentage.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so this was, yeah.
No wonder he made it in America, dude. He was American. I mean, I know he's born in the Dominican, but he's fucking American. He's like undercutting the other people. And that's capitalist shit right there.
Yeah, he's a grifter. Born grift.
Yeah. So that was like in DR. And then he moved to the States at 19 and pretty much did the same shit with the drug game. But yeah, it was what you would think a person living that life would treat like their family. I'm his firstborn so far that I know of. But he had his second kid with another lady that apparently he married. They're still together. Then he had the third kid which is my full sister. So he went back to my mom.
Right.
And then he had the fourth with the lady he's still with now. And then he went to prison. He came out and had another kid in the Dominican Republic. So, and with another lady.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big family.
Yeah. 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 Dude. So it's like, dude. So it's fucking,
he's rich enough to afford some abortions. You know, I mean, this is a choice.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, your dad could probably make these women disappear if you want. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to have these children.
He would just visit the kids, and he named, I'm Freddie, my younger brother's Freddie, which is smart, right? Because you only have to remember one name.
Yeah, yeah, then you name them all
what?
One.
Wait.
Name them all one.
Yo, and then we found out
he doesn't
out
even get
on,
like a Freddie, this is Freddie 2.
We found out later on, like, my sister was, like, 10 or 11, that her best friend that she played with all the time was our sister as well.
Oh, my God.
So that
God.
Was, like, a whole, like, yeah. And I was like,
I like
15
how you,
to 16.
You said that, like, yeah, and that was, like, a whole thing. Like that's not absolutely insane. Like, if you found
I'm
out
scarred.
Your... What if you found out your best friend growing up, like, literally was your brother, and you just had no
right?
idea? Like, that's...
That's crazy. Like...
Yeah, that would blow your brain apart. Yeah.
Yeah, that could fuck you up. Like, that could, like, I could, like, be, have a fear that you guys are related to me or some weird.
No, I think there's absolutely zero chance of that. there's a really dark 23andMe that would, you know.
It would definitely fuck up my trust, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Right? I'd be like, who is anybody? Weird, who am I?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I trust people. I think you lose self respect for a long time from the childhood.
Why did you lose self respect? You walked into a store and got a bag full of toys. Why does that make you hate yourself? Yeah. You're the fucking shit. You're the coolest kid in school. What's your dad's?
It is, dude.
What's your dad owns a convenience store? My dad can literally kill people on command.
As far as this is all making sense now, because in high school I was most popular and I was prom king, right? And then okay. so now this is tracking. Yeah. I'm kind of crushing it now. And then as a toddler, I fucking robbed it.
I robbed the store
for his Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, you're so, literally.
Well, in high school, everyone's dad is like a car salesman or like a whatever. You're like, my dad is the reason the party was fun last night. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. So, yeah. I'm a
also in Yonkers, New York, you're killing it by just having a dad.
Yo, for real.
I mean, having a dad, I mean, I am from the sort where, hey, if you have a dad, that's already kind of privilege. If you know your father, and if your dad has an active role in your life and like lives with you, that's weird. That's like, yeah. That's borderline.
You ever notice that, like, the standards for care, like a dad holding a kid in the thing up front, people are like, look at that fucking guy.
Oh yeah.
He's the best dude ever.
A dad has to do nothing. Yeah.
You see a lady struggling with three kids, and people are like, get it together, lady. What the fuck are you doing?
There's like this weird thing where it's always like the single mom just living off the government, lazy as shit. I'm like, dads literally just have to like pat yourself on the back and say, you did well, kid. And they're like, dad of the, like, they're borderline useless, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean,
a lot of them can't even do that one thing of saying, hey, I'm proud of you or I love you.
I wish all dads, if
all dads said I love you to their kids or I'm proud of you, half the stand-up community, it would be like Thanos snapping the finger.
Bro. Oh yeah,
they would quit.
Donald Trump and Kim Jong Un wouldn't exist. Like quite literally, if just someone had hugged these people, Hitler probably, like there would be zero desire. You know.
I like that a Thanos snap, but everyone's dad says they love him.
Yeah, just they fade away.
Freddie, did your dad ever see you do stand-up? Does he know you do comedy?
I think so, because I have the YouTube channel and shit, and yeah. I think he might follow my sister through social media. He's tried to contact me. I haven't talked to him. So he was out of my life. He went to prison when I was like 8 or 9.
Okay.
And then my mom remarried a guy who is he's now a retired NYPD officer.
Yeah. Gotta flip the script.
She really went in the other direction hard. She really pivoted.
That dude was the best. Like he was the best in the sense that he always just told me no, which I think was really good for me to hear growing up. Like, so I always heard no, like to the point where if I asked my mom for something and she was like, go ask your dad, I'd be like, never mind. I'm just going to go to my room and
take the L. Like,
yeah. So.
Yeah. So your stepdad was a dad.
Yes. He was basically a guy that
your stepdad was an actual father.
I used to see it. We used to wake up around the same time. He'd get up early as shit. I'd go on like a run or something, and he'd go head to the city to go, you know, work his shift. He hated his job. He was a bad cop. He got like, he would get in trouble for not writing enough tickets, and he was really happy when he retired. Like, he's appreciative for it all, but like, but he.
That's what a lot of people don't remember is cops. It is also just like a job people do.
Yeah.
Like, it is also just, like, some people are not, like, in it to be, like, these, it's literally, like, it's a job that doesn't require.
It's like any other job. Yeah. You have, like, a lot of dickheads that people have to put up with, and it's fucking brutal. And then there's some people who are like, listen, I show up, and I pretend to do stuff, and then I go home. Like, those people still exist.
Yeah.
I've met a couple of them that pull me over and go, it smells like weed in here. And I go, that's because I smoked weed. And then they go, all right, go ahead. It's a bad policeman, but good guy.
Yeah, that's a great guy. I've had cops. Oh, dude, I had a cop one time. There was a warrant out for my arrest because I had fought someone and the guy didn't clear it up in court. And so I was coming home.
Could you go into that a little bit more?
We can't skip over that. We can't.
You can't just say one time there was a warrant out for my arrest. Yeah, you know, I fought some guy. it's a little extreme.
So Yeah, this was...
You can't talk about that, like, one time I got, like, a wrong coffee order at Starbucks. Having a warrant out for your arrest.
Anyway, so I'm... So the FBI's got me face down on a squad car, okay? Anyway.
Right.
So
I'm doing 10 in the penitentiary, my third time. Why is not important, but...
Okay.
Oh,
how'd you fight a guy?
Oh, so this was sophomore year at college. We were at a frat party, and
for a second, I thought that was going to be your only explanation. You're like, well, it was sophomore year of college, and I mean, what? All hell breaks loose. Yeah. What is one expected to do?
It's like Lambda Chi. What are you going to do? You know, what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, yeah. What, am I not? Am I not supposed to fuck someone up completely? I mean, come on.
I thought it was a credit. I thought it was a 4-credit course to beat the shit out of someone. I was wrong. So it was just kind of that melee situation, bunch of drunk people, and I had to fucking punch my way out. One of the guys I punched pressed charges. Him and I settled up.
No. Can we slow down? What melee situation occurred? You keep brushing past what is actually pretty insane. You were at a bar, you were at a party, and what, a fight broke out?
Yeah, a fight broke out.
Oh, no.
They were trying to kick us out, and we were leaving, and they were pushing us. So we were like, why the fuck are you pushing us? And one of the security guards came, like, tall dude. He walks up, he's like, what the fuck are you going to do about it? And I have this rule, like, growing up, I used to see people fight, and it was like a lot of talking. And I was like, I don't want to be that person. Like, if I say I'm going to, whatever, it's just smarter to throw the first punch if someone's approaching you, so...
I like that rule. I like that rule.
This guy's walking,
fucking hit
guy's
people.
Walking up, and I open hand slap him in the face. He goes down, and then you know we're like running out. And we have to punch our way out. So like we get out of the party finally, and then we're on the sidewalk, and there's this other group of dudes that like got caught up in it. So we fucking beat them up too. And then.
Did they approach you like musical style?
Yeah,
or like
they were like, what the fuck? Like, so we didn't know who they were with, and they started swinging.
You got your like dad's gangster genes in you, man. Where you're just sort of like, what? They looked at me, and I beat the shit out of them, and that's the end of that.
No, they started swinging on us, so we were like, well, all right, well, fucking, this was like a whole different group. It was like a group of Hispanic dudes, like out of nowhere, like.
That's the drunk men. Drunk.
You beat up our own kind, yeah. Freddy. You're going against our own people.
Dude, drunk.
I'm like,
drunk.
Let's go back into that party with the white people.
Drunk men like treat fighting like it's like a brand new swimming pool. They're just like, oh, are people jumping in the pool? Oh, are we fighting? Oh, let's all just get in here. Let's just all just fight.
I think, and it's. That's 100. That's 100% true.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah,
that's ridiculous. And you wait. So didn't you go to like Greensboro, UNCG?
Yeah, UNCG. So
just the hard streets of UNCG, yeah,
right?
Bro.
On I think it was like Spring Garden or something like that was where we had to fight. And freaking, we get in trouble. It was really bad. I almost got kicked out of school. Got it all like taken care of. Me and the dude settled out of court. I was like, because the guy that I really like, I hit on the way out. He apparently wasn't involved in the fight, or court, or whatever. So we settled up out of court, but he never like followed through on the paperwork or something. So one night, this is years later, I'm coming back from work, and my brother's living with me now, and we have the same name. Going back to the beginning, like we had the same name, and I walk in, and he's in handcuffs. And the cops are there. I guess they were partying. It got loud, and they ran Freddie Valoy, and my name came up. And my brother was like, they said I have a warrant out for my arrest. And I was like, oh, I was like, no. I was like, officer, that's me. I was like, you got to confuse. We have the same name. I knew what happened right away. So we sat in the cops. One of my buddies who's actually in the military now, he was super rude to the cops. That's why they busted in. He kind of made it all hot for them. So the police officers take me to the... to go handle the thing, but we're like talking, we're like hanging out, and they were like, yo, you got your buddy in there, he's a dick. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's up with him, that guy's, you know, he's got a checkered past, blah blah blah, this and that. And we were just talking, so by the time we got to downtown Greensboro, we were like cool. So they walk me in, there's this huge long line, And I was like, fuck, man. Because I told him I was just getting out of work and I was going to go see this girl. I was like, I got this girl that I'm supposed to hang out with. And I was in my work clothes. I had like a, I was working at like a fine dining restaurant. So it was like the penguin outfit. And so there was a long line and the guys were like, all right, they cut me in line, like VIP shit. Go to the front. I get it taken care of. I'm in and out of that place in like less than 10 minutes.
Wow.
So now I'm like, all right, cool. I was like, do you guys, I didn't have my phone on me. I was like, can I get a phone so I can call a cab? And they're like, the cops are like, you need us to give you a ride back? And I was like, oh, that'd be fucking awesome, man. So they give me a ride back. So we talk some more, laugh it up some more. On the way out, I'm like pointing to the cop car. They're like, good luck, man. I'm like, guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. Like,
I've seen audiences at a comedy show hate you more than the police did when they were arresting you.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, it's actually good. It's really good that you do comedy because it's the only time you've ever actually failed in your life, I think. Yeah. Or faced any adversity whatsoever. Just, I mean, it's like you're as a kid, your dad's holding a 9mm to someone's head. You get a bunch of toys. You get arrested. They let you off. You're hot. You get a hot girlfriend. You make a lot of
money. This is a great episode. Yeah, amazing episode.
You should have people booing you every night just for your sanity. Just for you as a person to like be normal, so you don't turn into a fucking monster.
And look at it. That's why I can't sing or I don't have hazel eyes. So that there's a line, you know. Because if I had either of those things, I don't think I could contain myself.
It's over. Too much.
No, it'd be done. If you were white, you'd be a monster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, you.
God had to balance it out, you know? My friend used to tell me that I hit the hot hand in the gene pool, and it's starting to sink in for me these days. So.
It's starting to sink in. How much?
Oh, God.
I know. If you were white and your dad had sold stocks instead of Coke. Like, you would have been a fucking monster.
Dude, that's
my mom was so happy when he went to prison because I probably would have ended up, it would have been so bad, dude. That's what she used to say. She was like so happy because I would have been getting the new Jordans and do all this stuff. But like, when he went to prison, shit got really bad for us. So we were like on welfare and shit for a while. Mom was working like 2-3 jobs.
Wow.
Shitty car that broke down. I would be babysitting my sister. You know that like old school shit where you got those 3 or 4 hours until the parents get home.
Yes,
Yeah. And then just growing up, like where I grew up, it was just fucking rough. Like the first day of high school,
right?
This girl like smashed the teacher in the head with a hammer.
Jeez.
Right,
Freddie.
That's like the hood saved by the bell.
That would be an awesome show. Yo, teacher, bleeding out right now.
Sorry, that's horrible. But yeah, it's just grew up in that. And I don't know. I think the martial arts shit and the wrestling was a way to like protect myself. Because my dad was physically abusive to my mom and I tried to help and he threw me off. Did the same thing to my sister. So that maybe that was like some subconscious thing to like try to protect myself and shit like that. I don't know.
Yeah, and then you got to use it in college, like all good skills, to...
Yeah, beating the shit out of people.
Boom, ba-bam.
There we go. Beating up frat dudes.
I know, when you say, like, protect yourself, and I'm like, from people giving you high fives constantly? I don't understand. Everyone seems to fucking love you. You beat the shit out of you, have a warrant up your arrest, the cops practically, like, escort you directly into a vagina. I don't understand, like, what... You're like, oh, I don't know the struggle.
This man needs to get laid.
Yeah.
Everyone, get out of the way.
Yeah.
You turn the sirens
you're
on.
Like, shit was rough. I'm like, it fucking better be rough. Fucking better be rough for you for a minute. You need a decade.
Yeah. All right, Freddie. Well, thank you so much for coming on, man. I had a lot of fun. This was
awesome, bro. Yeah, I'm glad we got to hang like this, Nick. I feel like we never really got to kick it like this, so I'm cool. I'm glad we got to do it here, man.
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDAD PODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share, shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.